This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anybody sitting on these chairs? Yeah, please remove them so people can... JazakAllah khair. Just a couple of dua is our dear brother, Dr. Salman from Medina Villas. His sister-in-law is going through a major surgery. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it a successful one. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. Also our brother Nazir, he's also a regular of our masjid. One of our sisters also in Melissa, she has been given a few months to live. SubhanAllah, you can imagine what she's going through. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give her what's best for her. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give her what's best for her. People and doctors, they just, they tell us what they have studied, what they learned. But Allah is ala kulli shayin qadir. Nas'al Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiha. Nas'al Allah al-Azim, Rabb al-Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiha. Also, another brother is diagnosed with brain tumor. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give him complete shifa. SubhanAllah, when we hear all these things, we, number one, we make dua for our brothers and sisters, and number two, we are so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for our health. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. If I can ask you, there's a lot of spaces. If you can move, there's a lot of brothers standing outside. Just if you find a spot in front of you, just please fill it up, inshallah. Barakallah fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who answered our first dua, to make us alive to witness Ramadan, to answer our second dua, to make us alive to witness Laylatul Qadr. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We often hear about this person won this prize, and that person won this trophy, and that person won that medal, and that person came in first place, and the third person came in third place, and we always hear all these kinds of competition and all these kinds of prizes. And some of these are healthy competitions, but many of these prizes and many of these achievements, with time, they are forgotten. The true believer, he or she will be focusing about the ultimate success, the ultimate prize, the ultimate victory. This is what constantly is on their mind. The victory and the success declared and defined by the owner of this land, by the owner of this earth, by the King of the Kings himself, Allah Azza wa Jal. The true success is when we answer the three questions in the grave accurately. The true success, when I am under the shade of Allah, when there's no shade except His shade. The true success is when I cross the Sirat like lightning. The true success is when I get the book with my right hand. The true success is when I enter the Jannah بغير حساب ولا سابقة عذاب. That is the true success. That is the true success. May Allah make us all amongst the successful ones. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined and explained the true success in many ayat. And the most known one is, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Whomsoever is shifted, is moved, removed from the hellfire and admitted to Jannah, he or she has won. This is the real fawz. You know, when you see brothers and sisters neglecting their children, and when you ask them about, why are you neglecting your children, ya akhi? You're not spending time with them. You're not there for them. They answer because I want to guarantee their future. Here, what they meant by the guarantee of the future is to make sure he becomes a doctor or an engineer or a lawyer or an accountant and he became rich and all that. This is for that person is the guarantee of the future of the child. My beloved brothers and sisters, the future of our children is either Jannah or Nar. That's the real future. All the other stuff is good, but if it's gonna deter me, it's gonna deviate me from the true goal, from the true prize, we don't need it. I don't need a Harvard graduate that does not pray. That does not mean anything to me. An MIT graduate that does not wear the hijab, that does not mean nothing to me. None of those questions, what degree do you have? How much money did you make? Where do you live? What car did you drive? None of those questions are in the grave. Why can't we combine both dunya and akhirah? Why can't be a successful doctor that fears Allah, that abide by the rules of Allah Azza wa Jal? What's wrong with that? Who said I have to choose dunya or akhirah? Why can't I be a successful businessman that only sells and buys halal? So the true success is the success of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Al-Haqqa the feeling of the person who was successful. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَ قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Allah described the person who got the book with his right hand. He starts screaming, oh, I knew it. I worked so hard in the dunya. I knew it. I'm going to get the book in my right hand. I was good to my parents. I prayed on time. I stayed away from the haram. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He will be in a very beautiful life in a lofty palace. All the fruits are coming down to them. Eat and drink. Because of everything that you have done when you were on earth. فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. That is the ultimate success. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Some people think that the ultimate success, or they are confused about what is the ultimate success. It's a very, very long hadith about the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud in Surah al-Buruj. Long hadith, there was a king who asked his magician to train a boy to take over. The boy was trained and he became very good and he used to cure people with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. He became prominent in the village. People start coming to him. The king was very upset because he want people to worship him. Long story short, the king wants to kill the boy. He did many attempts, he could not kill him. And then the boy came to him and he said, you want to kill me? He said, absolutely. He said, I'll teach you how to kill me. Gather all the village, all of them, in one place. And you tie me to a tree and you get an arrow. And you say, Bismillah, Rabbul Ghulam. Keep in mind that the man, the king is claiming that he is the Lord. He is Ilah. Say, Bismillah, Rabbul Ghulam, and shoot. So the man gathered all the people, the king, gathered all the people. He tried without saying Bismillah, did not work, and everybody's watching. Imagine a stadium, and the guy's there, and he's shooting. And then he said, Bismillah, Rabbul Ghulam, and he shot, and he killed the boy. Instantly, the whole village, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, the whole village, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْغُلَامِ آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْغُلَامِ. We believe in the Lord of the Ghulam. So we do not believe in this man anymore. So the king ordered for a huge ditch to be dug and filled with fire. And he brought the whole village that believed in Allah, and he put them at the edge, and he say, who's your Lord? They say, Allah, push. Who's your Lord? Allah, push. Everybody, when they were asked, who's your Lord? They said, Allah, not you. He pushed them all. Everybody was dead. According to the people who are still above the ground, the king won. The king won. He destroyed everybody who went against him. He destroyed everyone that said that he's not an ilah. What did Allah Azza wa Jal say about the action of the people who went to the ditch? It's the only place in the Quran Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. There's fawz azim, there's fawz mubin, but kabir is only here. That is the greatest victory. Ya Allah, they died, nobody left from them. That is the greatest victory. That means the greatest victory is for me and you to die on La ilaha illallah. That is the greatest victory. To die without any speck of doubt in my heart that Allah is one. Without any speck of doubt in my heart that Allah has no son. Without any speck of doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his final messenger and everything that he said is the truth. That is the ultimate success. That is what Allah called al-fawz al-kabir. To the people standing, the king won and everybody died and yalla. And what kind of success is this? Islam stopped. No. The true success is to die on La ilaha illallah. And in order to die on La ilaha illallah, you have to live on La ilaha illallah. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله استغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. How to attain this success? How to attain the success? It has been answered by the owner of the success himself in the Quran in many verses. Number one, to attain the success, iman and amal salih. True belief without any doubt in the heart. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. They have no doubt in Allah Azza wa Jal. Iman and amal salih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ومن يؤمن بالله ويعمل صالحا يكفر عنه سيئاته ويدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Whomsoever does righteous deeds, believer and does righteous deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins and will admit him into jannat forever, and that is the ultimate success. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that another reason to earn the fawz al-azim is the ayah that we repeat. Is it a coincidence? Every single Friday on every minbar, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whomsoever obey Allah and his messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one I'm trying all my efforts to please, is telling me, you want the ultimate success? Obey me and obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. We obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of our ability to apply as many sunnahs in our life as much as we can. And then we will get to the ultimate success. Third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that being truthful with Allah. Allah, ya akhwan, many times we tell our children a very wrong statement. What would people say? You have destroyed your child. What would people say about us? You made the son, that daughter's main concern is what people say. Imagine I raise my child from a young age about what Allah says. As-sidq ma Allah, to be truthful with Allah. I am a believer because Allah wants me to be a true believer, not to show off my beard and to show off in front of everybody. At the end of the day, you're going to the grave alone. You're standing in front of Allah alone. All these people that you were worried about, what they're going to say about me, nobody's going to care about no one. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ That child that you are so worried about, he's going to run away from you. Everybody, alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ اللَّهُ هَذَا يَوْمُ ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم. To be truthful with Allah Azza wa Jal will lead us to be extremely successful. My brothers and sisters, there are so many others. Just because of the time, I will mention one more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the tool to get the success is sabr, patience to perform the ibadat, patience to get up and pray fajr, patience to wear the hijab in 120 degrees, patience to stay away from the haram. You see, my young brothers and sisters, you are bombarded 24/7 with haram on your phones everywhere. That needs patience to stay away, and that patience is not going to go to waste. You will be rewarded immensely. And the third kind of patience is to be patient when we are hit by a calamity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. الله أكبر. I rewarded them today because of their patience that they are the successful ones. My brothers and sisters, there's a huge chance that we can all reach the fawz al-azim with those few nights left in Ramadan. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu an, he swore by Allah that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. He swore that the 27th night is Laylatul Qadr. So can you imagine if Allah gave me a few more hours to live? There are a few more nights and two of them are odd. I'm gonna do everything possible. This is my last Ramadan. That's it. There's no more Ramadan for me. I don't know. That should be the mentality for every single one of us. Because many people that were with us last Ramadan did not know that last Ramadan was last Ramadan. So I'm treating those few days, that's it. If Allah kept me alive these few days. So ya akhwan, fiha yufraq kullu amrin hakim. Tonight, all the decrees of the year are decided. Are you going to be happy or miserable? Are you going to live or die? Who's born? Who's dying? Who's going to be successful? Who's going to get married? Everything's decided tonight. So where do you want to be when Allah is making the decree? At a fest somewhere, eating? Or you want to be in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, begging with the tears flowing? Ya Rabb, my parents. Ya Allah, my spouse. Ya Allah, my children. Ya Allah, me, Jannah, Ya Rabb. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, tonight is the night. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I've been sinning for 11 months. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, protect me. Ya Allah, protect my children. Ya Allah, guide my wife. Guide my husband. Ya Allah, whatever you want, this is the night. Few nights left, Ya Akhwan. Beg Allah Azza wa Jal. And keep in mind, like I said last week, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. The sister that was declared, she has 20 months to live. We want to tell her, Allah said, it is easy for me to elongate your life for another 10, 15, 20 years. Who are we talking about? Al-Qadir himself. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم يا رب العالمين تقبل شهداءهم. اللهم أرنا في بني صهيون يوما أسودا كيوم عاد وثمود. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا
آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واعتدلوا. Please come from the hallway and fill up the main hall. Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Inshallah, we're going to wait a few minutes and pray Asr after. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have a few minutes for Asr, inshallah ta'ala. Today is the last Friday, and we only ask for appeals only in Ramadan. So you have 50 weeks off coming. Today is the last time we're going to ask you that we need few people to give us $100 a month. Please raise your hand for $100 a month. Anybody? This is it. This is your opportunity. Last Jum'ah. Last Friday of the month. Last Friday of Ramadan this year. $100 a month. Raise your hand, ya akhwan. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallah khair, Abid. Dr. Hisham. Anybody else, ya akhwan? $100 a month. Barakallahu feek, Abbas. $100 a month. Yalla, ya akhwan, I need seven more. There's three. Yes. $100 a month. Barakallahu feek. Right there, Javed. Last one. Because somebody's praying. $100 a month for the sake of Allah. Barakallahu feek. Raise your hand, please. $100, ya akhwan. Five more. For the house of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Brothers in the back. To support the house of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. $100, just $100 a month, a whole month, $100. Barakallahu feek. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it many, many folds, ya akhwan. $100 a month. The shaitan is going to tell you that at the end of the month and all these bills and all that. Shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr. Subhanallah. Shaitan promised you poverty and Allah promised you many, many rewards. Yalla, ya akhwan. $100 a month, three more only. Just three more. By the time Asr comes, barakallahu feek, habibi. Two more, $100 a month. Yalla ya shabab, sisters, you are the backbone. Come on, sisters. Two people for $200, two people for $100 each. Anybody else? Barakallah feek, jazakallah khair, habib. One more person, Haysam, barakallah feek, jazakumullah khair. Brother Fik, mudassir, mashallah. He gave already and he keeps giving, mashallah. Brother Haysam, barakallah feekum. Anybody, if you cannot afford 100, 50, 25, wallahi, the whole idea, like I said last week, the masjid is going to continue to run because the owner is ghani. So it's just a favor. This is a favor to you to participate. Otherwise, Allah does not need us. Wallahi, He does not need us. So alhamdulillah, Rabbi Ameen, whatever amount you can, 20, 50, anything, just be part of the khair. Part of the people who are taking shahada, part of the people who are guided, part of the people who are learning how to read the Quran. Imagine, because I supported this masjid. So inshaAllah ta'ala, whatever you can, this is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it many folds. May Allah grant us the blessing of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ballighna Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ballighna Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ya Rabbil Alameen. I beg Allah Azza wa Jal with the best of His names to accept every single dua that we are going to make tonight. Have you ever heard worse ameen than this? I'm going to ask Allah, I'm asking Allah not to take you away or to send you to the hellfire. I'm saying, Allah, accept your dua, and none said ameen. You are so scared from donation, ya akhi. By the way, the best time to have lowering the gaze is when somebody is asking for money. Everybody, mashallah, become ghabd al-basar. Everybody become khashia. Concentrating.
They're thinking how much to give.
Alhamdulillah. So let's repeat the dua. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, I ask you on this Friday for everybody who's here and everybody who's watching us. Ya Rabb, accept every dua they made.
Ameen.
Now we're talking. Ya Allah, guide all our children.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, protect them from the hellfire.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, surround them with the righteous company.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, fill our home with love and mercy.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, keep the shayateen of humans and the shayateen of jinn away from our life. Ya Rabbil Alameen, make our last deeds our best deeds.
Amen.
And make our last words, La ilaha illallah. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to pray Asr, just hang on. Inshallah, Hamoudi. Assalamu alaikum.